Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged episode. I have no idea. But before we get going, I'd like to big a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over, mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $450 off, and they'll take really good care of you. Before I forget too, if you like this podcast, go over and check out some of our other ones like High School Hoops, Coaching Youth Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. If you're looking for that one defense that will work against anybody, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast, the Rule of Three Offense that will work at any level, go over and check those out. Leave a 5-star review. We would like those. But also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's resources. It's everything. It's what I would have wanted as a 27-year-old basketball coach. It's a roadmap to success on and off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial because I'm a coach. I understand how it goes. Go over and check it out. Kick the tires around. See if it's for you. And if it's not, we'll part our ways and we'll say thank you and move on. But I guarantee you're going to love all the material. And the material we're always putting in teachhoops.com. But anyway, have a great day, everybody. And let's head off to the podcast.
All right. Welcome to the Basketball Leadership Podcast. I love this. I just looked at the topic before we came out. I love this topic, Coach. And I'm not, is there an answer to this?
How does culture win? I don't know if there's an answer, but my first book that I wrote was called Culture Wins. Okay. And I think when everyone hears the word culture, a lot of people think it's the, you know, kumbaya, get in a circle, we're all going to hug each other. And it's not. I don't view it that way. And I hope other people don't view it that way. But culture wins because culture is every day. And I think the number one job of a coach, no matter what, of a leader, is to build culture. And you build culture with every single daily decision. And so I define culture. I say culture is every day. That's actually the third one. But culture is what you allow. Culture is what you emphasize. And culture is every day. And so.
Okay. So say that again for the
culture is what you allow. So as a coach, what do we allow? Do we allow kids to show up late? Do we allow kids to talk back to teammates? Do we allow kids to take bad shots? I mean, there's culture within your program. There's culture within coaching the game. It's the standards that you have on what you allow. And then secondly is what you emphasize. We can't emphasize everything as a coach. We got to pick defensively. What are the 2-3 things we want to really focus on offensively? What do we want to be? And then with our team, what do we want to emphasize? And then you have to do that every day. So many people put together the nice little picture of this is our program. This is our team.
Here's our pillars.
Here's our culture. And then they lose sight of the fact that it's every single day. And that's the draining part of being a leader and being a coach is you have to constantly be thinking, if I allow that, what is the domino effect? I can't be a dictator. I can't like be this guy that doesn't allow anything, or you know what I mean? You gotta find, it's the art of what is really important or not, and how that builds and grows into your team. And that's what culture is. So culture is just day-to-day decisions that we make that move us in the direction and vision that we want our team, school, community, family to be. It's every day.
It's crazy. I didn't know that I was building culture when I took over the Memorial program, but it had 6 winning seasons in 30 years. And I just remember coming in and going, you know, there were things that were happening that just boggled my mind. So I remember with a notebook, I sat down, I go, these are the things that we have to do. I didn't think about pillars. I didn't think about this.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to be on time. We got to work hard. We got to get in the gym. There were just things that I knew we had to do. And there were things with picking the team, and there was things with, like, you know, I mean, I even cut one of my assistant coaches his kid because he wasn't good enough. I had to make some really hard decisions, and there was a ripple early. Like, what is he doing? Like, but I had to almost bring out the paddles. I had to bring out the AED and go, like, no, winning programs do this, and non-winning programs, you know, you can't. And I didn't know what I was necessarily doing. I just knew this was, from the people I had learned, this is how you run a classroom, how you run a program. So I didn't know I was necessarily doing it, but I was doing it. Now, in retrospect, it was like I was just restarting it. Like,
and I think winners win. Okay. And I think people that are successful, people that know how to win, it doesn't mean you win every season and you win every game, but winners know how to win, and successful people know why they're successful. And it usually starts with hard work. It's something you can control. And it starts with your attitude, and it starts with doing the little things that you know win each and every day. And the best coaches create those standards and that culture, but it's like we said, it's everyday decisions. And you know, I mean, it goes into how you play defense, and how you, what your shot selection is like in games, and what you do leading up to prepare for games. It's what winning teams do. And that's why culture wins. It's your daily decisions that are winning decisions.
Right. And it's the everyday, like, nothing will change as far as how our preparation goes. We've been doing it all season. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is the way we do things, and here's how we prepare. And it's not like all of a sudden we're switching on because we're playing team X.
No, and it's that process is the prize approach. Like, it's the day-to-day grind and those decisions that really matter.
And it's like, well, and I had my team over for dinner the other day, and I, you know, we had some highlight tapes. We had some things we did, but I also explained to them, you know, here are the traditions we do. It's like culture. It's like your family traditions. Like, how do you handle the holidays? How do you do this?
Yep.
It's the same thing. And so I was just re-explaining, especially for the youngsters that don't know, it's like, here's how things work, and here's how we do this. And I just think that's an important part of, covering all of that. Anything else, coach, with that, with culture?
No,
winning?
I think that's it. It's the number one job of a coach is to build culture. I guess that's what I leave people with. And you really got to think about, the daily decisions that you make.
All right. Till next week.
Hey everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe. We would really appreciate that. Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, those 5-star reviews mean a ton to us. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.